Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 145. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the differences in strategy for a free membership versus a paid membership website. Got a lot of knowledge to share with you on this subject. I've got my great co-host with me, Kurt. Would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, my name is Kurt von Ammen. I own a company called Manana Nomas. We also work directly with the great team at WP Tonic.
Fantastic. And like I say, we're going to be looking at the differences between free memberships and paid ones. Should be a great discussion. But before we go into the meat and potatoes of the show, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Coming back, folks. Before we go into the main part of the show, I've got a message from another sponsor, which Kurt will tell you about. Over to you, Kurt.
Well, Jonathan, we're kind of excited. Today's episode is sponsored by Mysterio LMS. And here's why we are excited about having Mysterio sponsor us. They've got a free version that's not a trial and it's not limited. You get unlimited courses, unlimited lessons, unlimited students, and that's forever, no credit card needed. So if you think about that, you can build your entire course business without paying a cent. Now, it's got a drag and drop editor that's there. It's got quiz creation that's in there. Student progress tracking is all built in. There's payment processing with either PayPal or Stripe. And that's all in that free version. But if you're someone that's looking for certificates, content drip, or advanced features, like you can upgrade to Pro, and you can get all that information at Mysterio.com. That's Mysterio.com.
Right. That's fantastic. So let's go straight into it, Kirk. So we normally ask you if somebody came for some advice from you, but let's just go straight into the show notes I've got. Or do you want to do an intro?
Well, it's interesting because we always start with this question, and this is like the one topic where I think the question really fits.
All right, off we go. So if somebody was coming for some advice.
If you're running an agency, this is a basic level of discovery, right? It's like, what are your goals? What are you trying to do with this? Is this a business? Is this a hobby? Is this a nonprofit? Are you trying to generate income? Is this a marketing effort? And as you ask these questions and you get feedback from the client, you're able to help create the strategy that's going to help them successfully launch to get the results that they want.
Yeah, so what do you see as the pros of a free online membership community?
So we say, like, what are the benefits of it? The benefit is you don't have to worry so much about locking the dang thing down. Like, in theory, if you're creating a free membership, you're creating content that you want to share, you're creating content that you want to distribute. And so your project becomes a distribution model rather than a revenue model. And so you're less concerned about certain membership tools or locking things down or proprietary messaging. It's more like you're trying to distribute the content rather than restrict the content. Whereas if you're focused on revenue, you know, then the strategy is a little different. You know, you're focusing on what do I offer for free, you know, as that lead magnet, but then what do I lock in behind the paywall for to drive the revenue side of it? And so it's two very different strategies.
Yeah. What's the cons of a free online community? I've got some more ideas on this.
There's a saying, right? That which is free is never valued, right? And so when you are constantly giving away free information, if you give away free information too long and you never flip the switch on revenue, you never build that value portion of your presentation. And so that's one danger. So I think there's some upsides to free content, but there's also you got to be cognitive of your audience and the value proposition that you're putting forward, and make sure that you give yourself some slack, that you recognize your own value in the process. Don't get lost in it.
Yeah, I think one of the problems is that people underestimate the time taken up in moderating a community. And obviously the barrier of entry on the free is going to be lower. I think you mentioned when you, Udemy, when you, one of the problems I've heard, especially with school, because school, they really push as part of their platform that you can set up free communities and paid communities. You see what, we talked about school a few weeks ago, and it was only $99 a month. I didn't realize at the time they brought out, I think they call it their hobbyist plan, which is around about $9 something. So they've got two plans. And I think you can do free and paid on each plan. But I know, like, when you have published courses on Udemy, I've heard from people that have published free courses on school, they get inundated with DMs.
Yep.
DMs from every Tom, Dick and Harry. What I mean by DMs, listeners and viewers, is direct messaging. And you just get absolutely swamped with every, like I say, Tom, Dick and Harry trying to sell you their service, their digital plan, their social media plan, their ability to get more students for you. I've heard it's endless. So be aware of that. But I think it's also, you know, it's debatable if you're dealing with a free plan, are you getting any real value then trying to build a Facebook group? Because that's going to be free. It's debatable. They've both got their strengths and weaknesses, haven't they?
Yeah. Most famously, I have an associate, an acquaintance. They built a Facebook group pretty successfully. I had joined their group when it had like 100 people in it, and it was great. It was a wonderful group. A lot of people, you know, pouring into it. It was a peer-to-peer kind of networking thing. It was really cool. Over time, that grew to over 10,000 people. And yeah, that's awesome. He grew a community, 10,000 people, right? But the amount of grifters and spam and nonsense that started to come through the page, you know, old timers like me were like, let's just bail out of this thing. And then the other side is...
Well, I want kind of just interrupt. That was down to his choices, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can moderate... You know, like I say, it needs a lot of moderation, doesn't it? You need to have policies when you join a Facebook or join, you're doing it yourself, a free community.
Yeah.
And that's why it takes up a bit of time if you're going to do it properly, because you need time to kick them out, don't you?
And this particular example is one of the examples where I'm really, look, you can't really depend on big tech, because there's a couple of times where Facebook and him had some disagreements in what was posted, and he got suspended and couldn't manage or moderate his own group. And then the other side of the coin was, I personally feel like once that group got to a certain size and they had gotten in for free and he hadn't sold any access to anything yet, his ability to convert that audience to paid access was greatly limited.
Yeah. Totally understand that. So let's go on to paid. So what are the pros of paid online communities?
I think it really comes down to use case and what you're using for the paid community. For instance, if I'm on Patreon, I don't have much design freedom, but I have control over who gets in to see what content. So that's kind of cool. Paid, when you're doing a paid community, it gives you the ability to control what is seen by who. So that's the major benefit. The other benefits come in when you start making other decisions based on platforms. So for instance, we're super big advocates in the WordPress space. So we can build membership restricted, really interactive, engaging properties in WordPress that don't have to bankrupt the creator for making it, but give them unbelievable control over the content, the design freedom, and how things are delivered to people.
Right. And what's the cons?
I think the biggest con is I'm going to rabbit trail off of your idea. And that is people don't recognize the work, the babysitting, the labor it takes to, it's a business. It's another business that you've built. And so
a lot of people don't appreciate the amount of effort in supporting their websites, do they?
No. So if you have a host, you know, like WP Tonic, they take care of updating your plugins and stuff. But if you're solo, if you're doing this thing on your own, you want to make sure you keep your plugins updated. You want to make sure your hosting's clean. You want, all these things are factors. You have to moderate who's coming and going. You have to review the orders. And there's a certain amount of customer service that has to go with these projects. And that's where I think a lot of people just completely discount. They don't even consider it when they get into the project, is that when you get up to like 500 people paying to access your website, there's a certain percentage every month where a billing doesn't go through, a credit card expires, something's declined. They think they paid and they didn't. They have to reset their password. They have a caching issue with the computer they're using at home. Nothing's wrong with the website, but they've got some browser caching issue. There's support issues that come up and you own it. So you have to support it or hire someone to do the support for you. But those are things to strongly consider. If you're in a paid environment like Patreon, for example, some of that workload gets offset to Patreon, right? Because Patreon would take care of the support. Patreon would help reset passwords. Patreon would help.
They're supposed to. Like the stories I've heard that their support can be a bit iffy, to say the least.
But at least that scenario is supposed to take that off of your back.
Yeah.
But even on Patreon, Locals is another one, right? There's Patreon, there's Locals. There's a bunch of these where they're meant to be kind of like community circle, Mighty Networks. We've covered those before. But there's all these different ways to kind of restrict content. But there's always support and labor on the back end of that decision. And it's important to consider that before you launch your project.
I think the other thing between free and paid is, right, we do another podcast, me and Kirk, called the WP Tonic Show. It's really aimed at WordPress power users, freelancers, and small agency owners. And we did an interview with a quite successful YouTube influencer in the WordPress space, Imran. I'm not going to pronounce his second name, but Imran. And of Web Squadron. And he's got over 100,000 subscribers. And he concentrates on a page builder called Animator, but also gives general advice about running an agency. And he was saying, but he does his membership through YouTube, but they're micropayments. He asked for $3. And he said a lot of his audience is outside the USA and Europe. It's in the Far East. It's in the Indian subcontinent. He made the decision that I don't know if it's a third or half of the videos that he provides, you've got to actually pay to watch them. But like I say, they're micropayments, $2, $3. But in some of these markets, that's a fair bit of money. But that's why he's using YouTube. I personally, he was unconcerned that, like I pointed out to him, that he might have the channel blocked. And he said, he kind of pushed back on that, didn't he? He said, I'm very careful about not using royalty-free music from YouTube, and I do this and that. I personally think that I wouldn't say he was being naive, but because he didn't strike me as somebody that's naive, but you know, somebody out of militia, out of pure spite, might start complaining about his channel, and you only need three strikes,
yeah,
and you'll lose your channel. So I wouldn't want all my apples, but. So there's that point I'm making, but there's also this area of micropayments. Do you think I was waffling a bit? But I think there is this subsection of micropayments as well, isn't there?
Well, yeah, and this comes down to use case and doing good discovery with who you choose as your service provider or vendor. A good vendor is going to take a look and give you advice. Like when you look at the volume of viewers Imran has, for example, that volume with that micro payment makes it well worth his while to make the videos, you know, and he's not doing it to become independently wealthy and have a stock in Facebook, I don't think. Right. He's just trying to,
make a good living.
Yeah.
YouTube, I am correct. YouTube's taking 30% of those micro payments. Are they not?
Well, on that interview, he thought the percentage was much less. He thought it was like 18 or 19%.
Right.
And still, I think that's large. Yeah. So it's a hard one to point out to. But if your volume's big enough and you can afford to offer micropayments and increase the size of your audience by doing that, it's well worth it. We have to remember that in this, you know, subscription-rich environment we're in right now, it's not unusual for households now to have 4 or 5 different television subscriptions, right? And so they have Hulu, they've got Disney, they've got Prime, they've got Roku, Paramount. And so people kind of have an appetite or a stomach for $3, $4, $5. When you start cresting into that $49 a month phase of pricing, I think you're in a different market. And so I think you have to play differently based on the content you make, the scheduling you have for the content, and your delivery method.
Yeah. You can join the show live. And if you've got any questions, you can ask them during the show, folks. We normally do this. We have changed the time this week. But we normally promote it, and it's on Tuesdays, and it's normally around 4. Hopefully I'll be able to keep doing that. I might have to change it around. You know, like we got somebody commenting here that he never gets striked for that because he's using royalty-free music. Like I say, I've known people that had miscellaneous claims made, and like I say, and if you do go down that route, it's extremely hard to get a response from YouTube. I'm just pointing out what I've heard.
I'll Google.
I think we're going to keep this particular episode short and sweet, folks. We've gone through some good points in this first half. We're going to go for our middle break, and we've got some good content for the second. Keep with us. You're going to learn something. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. Want to point out that we've got a great free resource. We've got a curated list of the best WordPress plugins and services if you're looking to build your membership community website. And we've got some nice special offers from the sponsors of the show, folks. You can get all these goodies by going over to the parent company of the Membership Machine Show podcast, and that's WP Tonic, which is the major sponsor of the show. And you go over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. And the main offering is a course done by Kirk that shows you how to build a membership or community website on WordPress from beginning to end using the best solutions that save you a ton of time. That's normally slightly under $49, but we're doing it at half price if you go to the WP Tonic deals page, and you can get the course and the other special offers all on that page. So let's go into the next section. What separates free content and paid content? Use these questions to decide your content should be paid or free. Number one, what issue is resolved by? So I've written up some subtitles.
Yeah.
But I think the main question, I think with a lot, I tend to take the same, it's got to be like solving a pain rather than betterments, really. But what's your views? Is there a big difference between paid and free content?
I think this is a hugely controversial subject, actually, Jonathan. Take a look at people like Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk has become famous telling everybody that they need to give away their best content for free. They need to prove their value. And once they become invaluable to somebody, they get to leverage that value for reimbursement payment, whatever, right? So there's like a process to that. But there's also like this like residual thinking, this thought that's like, I'm going to give people just enough, right, so that they pay me to get access to the rest of the answer. And so we hear these things like give away your best stuff for free. And you'll hear people like Tony Robbins say that, or Russell Brunson, or any of that, you know, the new pack of super smart dudes. You'll hear them say that stuff. But in reality, when you pay attention to their ads, their come to our free webinar or go to the free webinar, and you see how they run that program, they're not giving you all of the information at the free webinar. They're not giving you all of the presentation in the free sales call. They are very much touching stuff on the surface to get you interested to sell you an expensive platform. And so I think it's very interesting to see what some of the experts in the space say versus what they do. So I struggle with it myself. I think that I give away an awful lot of great content, all the different podcasts I'm on and the blog posts that I publish, and you do the same thing. But at a certain point, is that the same level of information and like one-on-one consulting that someone gets on a coaching call with one of us or a discovery call about a project? And I would have to say, no, absolutely not. The one-on-one time, that premium time comes with a much higher level of integration, interactivity, and what I would say is probably a better end result for the audience, whoever that audience is.
Yeah, I think I totally disagree with Vaynerchuk. But who am I? He's made a ton of money. I haven't. But I just disagree with it. I think there's a difference in being generous and using specific content. I'm a great fan of this methodology that I've pushed during this podcast a lot, haven't I, of getting your first course out.
Yeah.
Don't let it become War and Peace. Don't spend 6 months building some monstrous first course. I'm more about you need a landing page, you need to promote your upcoming course, and for it to be a micro course with a specific purpose, and for the people taking the course to get a specific success from it. And I don't think it should be more than 12 lessons myself at the most. And then after you've got your first batch of students through it and you've learned from the process and you haven't been overwhelmed, you can then use that course as a lead magnet. Either a low price, probably a low price trigger lead magnet.
Yeah.
In your next course that's going to be bigger, but you use that mini course as, like I say, it's not a free magnet that I think, or you could decide to use it, but I think it's a low price trigger, around anything around $5-$9. What do you think about this?
I think it's kind of humorous because I literally just spent the last week building this type of tripwire sales system for my power sports project. So we have a mini course we put together with a lead magnet to get people into it. It's $27. People get a very specific, actionable training that they can implement in this three-lesson mini course. At the end of the three-lesson mini course, they are pitched $197 a month, kind of like junior consulting package. And then I think you know this already, but like our top package on that website sells for $45,000 per store, right? And so people would say, well, how do you get from $27 to 45 grand? That doesn't make any sense. It does make sense. If you build the value and you demonstrate the value through each of the steps we just discussed, people will build faith and trust in you, and they'll make that leapfrog when it's appropriate.
Yeah, get back to the free and or purchase. There's a major YouTube WordPress influencer. He's got over 250,000, I think, followers. And he was offering a free course through a couple of his videos, and it took you to school, but you couldn't automatically join. You had to apply to join his free course.
Yeah.
And obviously, I got in, but it's then he's offering other courses that are paid through school. So he's using the free school, but he's keeping the numbers. You just can't join all. I would strongly advise people not to let anybody just join your free course. You really need, because you're just going to be inundated with scammers, aren't you? And DM messaging, and it's going to be over. If you've got any following, I suppose if you've got no following, it doesn't really matter. But, well, I think it does, because a lot of the people you're going to get excited about are just going to be DMing you, aren't they?
It's such a weird way that we're discussing this, because people will hear this and they'll say, well, if I'm getting a ton of DMs, I'm probably getting a ton of traffic, and that's great. And it's like, no, you're getting all the traffic you don't want. You're getting people that are like ambulance attorneys, right? They're just ambulance chasers. They are trying to skim whatever dollars they can off of someone that looks desperate. This is one of those situations, Jonathan, where I have tried some of these SaaS platforms. I've experimented with them just to see how they work. And I constantly get wrapped up in some kind of spam circle. Whereas when I build something in a platform I own, like WordPress on my own URL, you build it. And do you have a ton of people coming to the property right away? No. Like, you could buy ads, you could buy a mail list, you could do things to drive traffic, but you're not going to get spammed with a bunch of nonsense either. You know, it's like the traffic that comes to the property is the traffic you directed there, and you're going to see your conversion rates off of real traffic.
All right. I think I'm going to end it now. We're giving you some good insights about running a free course membership or a paid. There's a lot of self-fertilization. I've got emergency services going past me. Making a hell of a racket, folks. So hopefully you got some insights about it. Like I say, we also got a Facebook group, the Membership Machine Show. If you want to join that, it's a great resource. So, Kirk, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, for business, we're at Mañana No Más. Anything mañananomás.com, X, Facebook. And then if you want to make a connection personally, just hit me up on LinkedIn. I'm the only Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn.
Yeah. I also want to point out the main sponsor of the show, the WP Tonic, also has a great YouTube channel with a load of content that will help you. So go over to YouTube and join the WP Tonic show there, WP Tonic. And like I say, we've got over 1,700 videos there covering a lot of topics around building a membership website. It's a great free resource. We will be back next week with another topic that will help you build a great, successful membership or community-focused website for you and your family. We'll be back soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.